So, I assume if you're listening to this, you probably listened to the episode that I released earlier this week, where we discussed the act of killing. And if you were listening closely, you might have heard a couple hints that there was more in there that I cut out. This is kind of what I cut out. We went kind of long with the recording, and I kind of wanted to separate it so people could enjoy. And in this little bit, we kind of just go on rambling, talking about all sorts of movies we've been watching recently. A lot more of the popular things that have been going on, in film this year. And I guess it's something that you guys should really be interested in. Or at least, we had fun talking about it. I think that's the most important part. Why did I say it like that? It sounded kind of bad. Anyways, as usual, it's the Unnamed Movie Podcast, and you can just kick in and enjoy. Go. So, Damien.
Yes.
You wanted us to talk about something today. I don't know what it is. What do you want to talk about?
Now, last week I said we should probably start talking about movies that human beings have seen. And then I went ahead and I picked a movie that no one have or will see. So what I want us to do tonight is to talk about some movies that we've all seen this year, so that for the three people that listen to this, they can go, oh yeah, I've seen those movies. And I either agree or disagree. We have to, guys, we have to. At some point, we have to talk about movies that are popular. We have to do it. And I think tonight is that night, because I don't have anywhere to go. Neither do any of you two. So guys, I think Douglas is the one that should start, because he's watched the least amount of movies, so he gets to pick the movie. We've probably seen all the movies this year that you've seen.
Probably.
Yeah.
So what? What am I talking about now? The top five good movies?
Yeah. Movies that we've seen this year.
Recently?
Yeah. That we can just talk about.
Wow. Well, as you say, I really haven't watched that many. But at least I'll start off with the most recent one that I've watched, even though I shouldn't, because I know you haven't watched it. Andrew has kind of implied that he hasn't watched it. But I'll start off with White House Down, starring...
I've seen it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, that movie was kind of awesome. As Damon says, it's a Roland Emmerich film, so you can't really get around that.
Dumb and awesome.
But they did definitely channing the hell out of that Tatum in that film. I mean, it's just a fun romp. And as, you know, we joke about it. It looked like Die Hard in the White House. And guess what? It was exactly that.
So it's better than even, the actual Die Hard
his
movie.
His name was John, and he walked around the White House in a dirty wife beetle for the whole movie. It's a John McClane. Want him to be... I've told you guys this. Everyone in Hollywood wants Channing Tatum to be the next Bruce Willis. And I think this movie proves that he's going to be that.
Guys, Roland Emmerich is not a visionary man. He's not an original in any sense of the word. He knows how to entertain. That's what I go there for. He's not blowing up the world, but I hear that he blows up the White House real good in this one.
Yeah, he does. Actually, you know what would be a fun fact? How many Roland Emmerich films
have destroyed the White House?
I know there are at least two, because there's this one and there's Independence Day, but what else?
And 2012.
The Day After Tomorrow, technically.
Oh, because it was in the United States of
America. Well, they kind of showed.
Oh, okay.
On a map.
But was the White House still kind of intact for whenever it melted back down? Or was it just...
we don't know about the melting back down portion. So, yeah. He enjoys it. He's a crazy person.
Yep. So, Damien, you go ahead.
I watched Luther.
that was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So but seriously, I watch. Well, I'm in the process of finishing watching House of Cards, and for the two people left that hasn't seen it, you need to get on board. It's terrific, and I love his wife more than everybody else in that TV show. I would have loved if she had red hair so I could just call her Alice for the entire time. But it wasn't meant to be. That show is... Like, I have a sister that follows American politics more than most Americans. And just watching all of these things play out and knowing, you know, just how similar most of it is. Like, they embellish some, but not a lot. And just watching the betrayals and the backstabs and the scheming and things. While watching with her, we were laughing, like, if only they could get legislation pushed through in real life as quick as they did in this movie. Things could get done. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. So that, Kevin Spacey, every now and again, he'll come in something that is just terrible. But if we're talking about batting averages, there's one guy that he's tremendous. He's a national treasure, and that TV show is terrific. Aaron Sorkin wrote any of that? Did he? Was he even a writer on it? I don't know. Some parts of it feel like it. It's real good. It's really good. Andrew?
Just because a show's dialogue doesn't have that many pauses doesn't mean it's a Sorkin show.
Can you prove that? I'm pretty sure it's patented. The walk on talk.
So have you guys seen Monsters University yet?
No, not yet.
It's because it's only on one cinema at one time at Carib. Because Carib is the worst. Oh God, I hate them.
Because I adore Monsters University. I didn't think I would like it this much, guys. But I love this movie.
No, I'm and afraid.
I think it's mainly because on top of all of the college comedy movie references and riffs, I mean, you can see all of the Van Wilder, the oh shit, what's that movie? What's that movie with why can't I remember his name? The Animal House. Shit, that's the name. All the Animal House general plot that everyone knows, and it kind of follows. On top of that, which is funny in itself, I love how they kind of pull it down into the relationship between Mike and Sully. And the last 20 minutes of this movie, I don't want to ruin it for you guys at all, but it is so good. Like, if I could have that 20 minutes as a movie on itself, I think it might just be better than having the hour and a half that Monsters University is.
That's the one thing I kept hearing. Like, all the reviews, they're like, this probably isn't Pixar's best, but that final act is pretty good.
Everybody That's funny because this is a full 180 from where Andrew was before he watched this movie. Yeah. When he just saw the trailer, he's like, this movie looks like it's going to be horrible.
Dirk. This is Cars 3. What is this nonsense?
No, it's Planes, okay? It's Planes.
Guys, I can't. Like, Pixar doesn't need the money, right? At least I'm hoping. Why are they making Planes? Didn't Cars 2 do enough damage? I mean, between Cars 2 and Wall-E...
Apparently that was supposed to be a straight-to-video movie, and at the last minute, you're like, sure, we can put it in the theaters.
No, this will make money. Yeah. Why is Pixar doing straight-to-DVD anything?
Because Disney owns them.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Right. And they own Star Wars.
That they do.
And Marvel.
Disney owns the world.
Infinity Gauntlet. The Infinity Gauntlet is coming. The X-Men will show up in Marvel. I mean, the X-Men will show up in Star Wars. Mickey Mouse will show up and he'll be like, hey, how you doing? Kingdom Hearts dude will come in. They're going to do all sorts of crazy shit.
Anyway, let's move on from that. I'm going to be an asshole and not talk about any other big budget movies. I'm going to talk about Stoker. That I love.
Andrew Robinson.
Andrew. It's just... I am not the biggest Matthew Good fan. I know there are a lot of people, and some of them are among us, that actually are.
I love him.
But...
in everything.
In a movie like this, I see where there is a world that people would be Matthew Good fans. This film is just, it's just absolutely great. Of course, Mia Wasikowska is fantastic, as usual. You've got Nicole Kidman, who, as usual, brings her A game for a movie with a real director, and it's just it's great.
Like, when you met, like Nicole Kidman, at times I watch her and I'm like, is she good at acting? Is it me? She's terrible, right? But she's supposed to. And then you watch her in someone and you're like, holy shit!
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She's good.
Exactly.
She's
good at this. Remember Dogville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's good at this.
Remember what's the other one? The one for my guy that I love so much. The one where she's a reporter and it has Joaquin Phoenix, I think, in it as well. Or is it Casey Affleck? It's Casey Affleck.
Oh Jesus.
I can't remember the name, but no, it's a good movie.
Like, when I told Douglas that I think I like Stoker, like, I think I love Stoker, Douglas immediately thought that it was you can get the $2 million. I said, no. The problem is that director now has given me a couple movies. And I am certain that there's something wrong with him. But I love his movies, which means there's also something very, very wrong with me.
But we already knew this, Damien.
Andrew, you haven't seen Stoker yet. You're not really understanding the gravity.
No, I mean that something is wrong with you.
No, I know that. I just didn't know how much of something was wrong with me. The movie is... It doesn't reach Antichrist levels. But it's like one step removed from Antichrist levels. Of crazy, and no, Stoker, I am fairly certain that it is my like I love a couple of the blockbusters that have come out, but I'm fairly certain that Stoker is going to be there. I don't know what's going to happen for the rest of the year, but if Stoker isn't on my top 10 list, then crazy shit has happened between now and the end of the year, because god damn it, Stoker is good.
So,
wait, but
mm-hmm.
Andrew, Damien just agreed with me. He hasn't actually made his pick.
Oh, right. Can I just pick Stoker again?
So me saying so is me taking over. I was about to say something about Stoker that I haven't seen yet.
Sorry, Andrew, keep okay. going.
But that's fine. That's fine. David, you can say something. No?
And the save of the week goes to goalkeeper Andrew Robinson. Guys, like I tried hard for many years not to be a J. Abrams fan.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Joey Abrams, whatever his name is.
James Jonah Abrams.
He's JJ.
I'd like to formally apologize to Mr. Abrams. Sir Abrams.
Are you about to profess your love for Lost?
If it means he'll keep making Star Trek movies, yes. If that was the prerequisite for me to get another Star Trek movie from this dude, my answer is, it saddens me to no end that instead of making Star Trek 3, he's making Shit Wars number 497.
So it is the case where this turnaround in your love for him has gotten you to the point where you're now, are you going to be interested in Star
that
Wars 7?
That is exactly the problem. That is precisely what the problem is. Because I've seen what he is able to do, I am now worried that he might make a good Star Wars movies, and then I'll have to deal with this nonsense for an eternity. What I'd like for him to do is sabotage this entire thing. I want him to John Carter the shit out of the Star Trek franchise. The next time I hear Star Wars, it should be 2030. That is what I want him to do with Star Wars. just go, oh, you guys have plans to make three back-to-back? I also have a plan. My plan is to make more Star Trek movies. So guess what is happening now? And then Disney will have to market it. And of course, there'll be people who go, well, it's Star Wars, so of course it's good. But all of you deep down will know that it is hot, hot, just like the last three episodes. It's hot garbage, which is what I want. It won't happen. He seems like he has some form of integrity, which... Yeah, but, then, like, Cumberbatch in Star... Like, Khan is the... He's the best. He's the best villain I've seen this year. Oh, God, Star Trek is so... Like, it's so good. It is... Why didn't I pick Star Trek again? Why didn't I pick Star Trek?
Star Trek didn't make that much money.
Don't care.
To be fair.
I don't care.
It made just about 40. The same as Fast and Furious 6.
No, it has not. Fast and Furious is at like 250 almost.
Go check how much Star Trek is at.
Really?
Doug, you're not looking at these numbers at all, are you?
I'm looking at my numbers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Star Trek has made more money than that.
I used to look at Star Trek, but then I stopped because I realized...
Because it's not your movie.
Yeah.
And you don't give a this is how I know the movie was good. Apart from watching it. People found the dumbest thing to argue about with Star Trek. They're like, why was Alice Eve naked? Because she's beautiful. It's a movie.
Oh, question. Because this is something that I didn't see when I watched Star Trek, and I heard it so many times in listening to podcasts and reading reviews. People complaining about this 9/11 allegory, and the thing about it is, like, I saw the 9/11 allegory that they showed in Superman, but they didn't do what people keep claiming that Star Trek did, where Star Trek actually wrote it in the credits. And I didn't see it because I didn't actually stay for the credits for Star Trek. But did any of you guys see that?
What 9/11 thing?
During the credits, apparently at some point, they're writing, this movie is dedicated to all of the people who suffered for 9/11. And apparently the whole movie was this big allegory for post... these terrorist events, the militarizing of all of these things, which is what Star Trek 2 was supposed to be quote unquote about, which I ignored when I was watching it and just enjoyed it as a Star Trek action awesome movie. But like, the only reason I'm pointing to it, and I'm not saying all of these people talking about this is wrong, is that they're telling me about the credits, how they literally wrote it into the credits so that they'll be like, this is what we meant, so anyone who saw this, you guys were right.
Alright, I'm going to say this now officially, I don't think we like movies anymore. I don't think so. Who is watching credits? Who are these crazy people? What's this? Andrew, you say once the credits start, the movie's over. You've been very clear to these lunatics.
Actually, no. Let's quantify. Hold on. Let's qualify here. As long as it's not a comic book movie.
No, even
as the credit ends or starts.
Post credit scenes have worked once in history. And it's 7 psychopaths. Once has it worked.
Of course, and mainly because of
Fast
Tom Waits.
Fast 6 doesn't get it. They could have put that anywhere in the movie. They could have put that thing that they put at the end of Fast 6 at any point. They started that movie with a music video. So don't tell me that they couldn't do that. Post-credit scenes are dumb. And when you put them in, don't think you're fooling anybody. No one is reading any of those credits except these lunatics that review movies and need shit to talk about. That isn't them. Like, who cares? Who cares what they put in the credits? If they put, this movie was made by a team of racists, doesn't change anything about the movie, does it? You still watch and enjoy the movie. So let us just ignore, like, the credits. Is this really what is happening now? People are arguing about shit that happens in the credits of the movie, not the... I don't understand. I'm turning into an old man, guys. I don't understand the internet anymore.
Old crusty Damien.
Trust me. This is ridiculous.
Why not?
How about arguing, you know, why, how are they going to get Khan in the third movie? That is the real argument. Why are they going to waste my time?
They just need to thaw him out.
Why are they going to waste my time with some harsh villain I don't care about, where Khan is sleeping somewhere? Just get, at the start of the movie, someone should just kick open the container with Khan and just have him run out. Like, yes, Star Trek 3, goddammit. Oh.
So, are we doing like a top 5 or just movies we like?
Just movies we like.
Okay, so I can't talk about World War Z because that was shit.
Why can't you talk about it? it's a big movie. If you don't like the movie, then tell people. I haven't seen it yet.
World War Z isn't very good, guys.
Okay, why? Zombies, why?
No, it's not zombies, why. Okay. The thing about it is that for the first, like, 30, 40 minutes, I actually really liked the movie. There were a lot of things which worked very well. There was this idea of how Brad Pitt playing this UN investigator, how he was in this tight-knit, how he was trying to escape all of these zombies, and how, usually when we're watching zombie shows or zombie movies, I mean, even The Walking Dead, it becomes just run away kind of mentality, especially in the beginning when everything is going down. But there were moments where you could see that Brad Pitt was using a bit more understanding and comprehension of what was going on. And I really liked that. There was even this moment on a roof, which I won't really go into, which kind of played very well for me. But as the movie moved forward towards the end, it became very evident that the movie almost wasn't what it promised, and that's what ruined it for me. Like, for the first hour of this movie, it's promising a zombie action movie, an international James Bond zombie action movie, where he's going country to country, town to town, and he's just like, where did zombies come from, and all of this kind of thing. And then when it comes to the end, it's literally saying, I don't know, but we're just going to end the movie here. And it does something which I don't want to spoil for you guys, but it just feels very tame, if at all, anything else. And I just didn't really like it that much.
Okay. Was there a lot of action?
No. For the first 30 minutes.
Okay. I could do 30 minutes of action.
Yeah, and I don't know why that movie was in 3D.
Yeah, Andrew's like the only person that...
I don't want to say that anymore, because the truth of the matter is, I could say that about every movie that was made into 3D except for...
not every movie.
No, except for Avatar.
Avatar
was a horrible movie, but the 3D was pretty amazing.
Doc, fuck 3D, 4D. Like, every D that isn't 2, I don't want to hear
it. I don't want to D, though. So I will continue. Since we are officially allowed to speak about movies that we do not like, I would like to talk about Side Effects.
Fuck you. You don't talk about Soderbergh movies in negative tones. That's not allowed.
I will talk about Side Effects. No.
Did you watch that one? Okay.
I saw it. I'm just avoiding, like, how we don't have to talk about it. This is one fight I don't have to have with Andrew.
Well, no,
they
did
not shun
him
the hell out of that theater with that movie.
No, they did not.
look, guys, I'm sorry, I still haven't rewatched a movie since I saw it in theater, but there was this moment which I really love in Side Effects where I think it's like halfway through or like a quarter way through where they're confronting Jude Law about the fact that this girl did this thing, and the policeman is like, look, it's one of two things here. Either you are the worst doctor in the world, or you made her do it. Or something like that. I can't remember exactly what he says, because I haven't seen it for like 5-6 months at this point. But I really like that moment, and it's things like that which is kind of why I like that movie a lot. It's a pulpy movie.
Pulpy. Listen here. What this movie is, sure, is a highly ordinary movie. It
is beautiful because Soderbergh is a wizard behind the camera.
Yeah.
And that is all. Exactly. That is the only good
thing. Honestly, I know I'm about to get bitch slapped from across the seas on this one, but I would compare this movie with The Ghost Writer. Do you remember watching The Ghost Writer?
Douglas Robinson. Andrew, I mean, I know you don't want to hear this, and it's fine. But I think you're right. It is as good as The Ghost Writer.
Is that the Polanski film?
Mundane.
Yes, it is. It is
I never actually watched that movie.
You watch it and you hope at some point something is going to happen. And at the end of the movie, you know, you go, you know what movie? Fuck you. Movie, and you go, all right. I know you got me. You got me to waste all this time watching you. You're not terrible, but this won't ever happen again.
I hate the both of you.
No, that is one. If you watch The Ghost Writer and enjoyed it, A, something is very wrong with you because you don't know what entertainment is. But it is as good as Side Effects. Mm-hmm. As entertaining, as engaging. You sit there and you go, there must be a point to me watching all of this, right? Right? Director person, right? Then you get to the end and you go, oh, no? No? All right, fine.
Yep. Just wanted to put that out there. It was on Twitter before, and I've already gotten Twitter slapped. But I just wanted to make sure that I closed the circle. I closed the loop with the podcast slap as well.
Right. Me and Douglas, we went to watch The Great Gatsby. And Douglas enjoyed the soundtrack, as did everybody in the world.
Of course.
And I discovered Lana Del Rey 900 years after everybody.
Yeah, a little bit too late, yeah.
Which doesn't matter, because, hey, guess who doesn't care about music and follow music? You know? I now have the soundtrack. I listen to it.
I
don't like most of it.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
But I remember going through the movie and the third act just fell apart. Douglas was pointing it out. Douglas is right. Yeah, this movie does fall apart. And I started listening to the book again. And I go, you know, I didn't give Baz Luhrmann enough credit for what he achieved. This movie is an achievement. It is not a 4. It is definitely not an okay movie either. This movie is good. Based on the source material, what we got is far more than what we should have gotten to that movie. Because that book for large sections is impenetrable.
But hold on. I'd like to just point out to our listeners that Damien is this book's number one fan.
Mm-hmm.
And what just happened a while ago?
What just happened is, like, listening to the book again. Because when you read a book, or in my case, listen to books, you remember the book as a whole. You don't remember trudging through anything. You just remember, these are the key points. And by and large, this is pretty entertaining. Going back through, I go, holy shit. Like, holy shit. The starting of this is for Chris. Like, what is happening here? And so, yeah, the movie, the mere fact that he was able to filter all of that lunacy into a straight narrative is really impressive. They shouldn't have had the Tobey Maguire talking. Oh, like, he should have ignored all of that shit. Should have just started out with Gatsby throwing the parties. But the movie was, I mean,
the movie
really
was
good.
Beautiful.
It was really
it was beautiful, and it sounded great.
Right.
I think that's as far as
the
I can go with
that movie.
The first
two acts, I'm sure you'll agree with me, the first two acts was pretty good. Like, the story that they told was interesting enough. And then in the third act,
all right,
it just collapsed
into
this movie has to end now. Warner Brothers isn't giving us any more money. This is the points that we need to hit for this movie to end now. And they ended that movie oh boy, this happened, and now we're finished. Good night, just go home. Don't take your popcorn with you, just go home. And so, yeah, but that book, I enjoyed it when I was watching it. I don't think there'll come a point where I'll go, The Great Gatsby is a triumph and everyone should watch it. But considering that the other Baz Luhrmann movies I do not watch, now he has one that I've watched. So yeah, The Great Gatsby, people should watch it. At least try. It's really good. Is Carey Mulligan going to play anything except that character for the rest of her career? She's going to be a damsel
be in the new Coen Brothers movie later this year, where she gets to have that awesome line where she's like, anyone who has sex with you should have condom wrapped in condom anytime they do it, because you're a horrible human being.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah, I remember that from the trailer. Yeah.
I actually don't remember that line, but when that's a good line.
She beat slapped him, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I guess Coen Brothers will fix that. But she's a great actress, and I like to see her be an actress, not just be pretty somewhere in a corner singing and looking like she's about to faint. I'm tired of seeing that now. I'd like to see her do some real heavy lifting in these movies, because for the last couple of movies she's just been like, after An Education, she's just been in movies where I see her and I go, oh, there's Carey Mulligan, and then she disappears out of the movie. So yeah, who's turning? Andrew? Yeah, Andrew.
So I'm gonna go into the territory of not so big budget movies.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about the complete extreme of movie which looks like it was made for about $10 and probably was, and it's Shane Carruth's Upstream Color.
Oh my god.
Have you guys seen this movie yet?
No.
I tried hard. I tried really hard. I watched this movie. I still haven't finished it, but I would say that I've watched it, because I've watched... if it's 2 hours long, I've watched an hour and 40 minutes. So I've watched this movie. Andrew, I was falling asleep like nobody's business. This movie is the... You know I love weird movies, right? Everybody on this podcast, everybody who has ever been our guest, everybody who has ever listened to this podcast knows I'm the crazy guy, right? No, fuck you, Andrew. go fuck yourself. This movie is horrible. Horrible. And I am not taking that.
That is
back.
A one-star review.
So I'd like to take Douglas's thoughts, put them in a meat grinder, think about them, and let you guys know that this is one of my favorite movies of the year so far.
Oh no, I'm going to have to watch this movie then. This is delicious, is what this is. One of you two are wrong. One of you is certainly wrong. I'm not sure. I don't even remember the trailer for this. But there are feelings. Feelings are being hurt.
There are so many things about this movie. But what I love about this movie is that I almost know that I can't talk about it in non-spoiler terms. Because the moment I try to explain reasons I like this movie, you have to describe things that happen in the movie. All right, and... The marketing tells you nothing.
I'm gonna try with this one, Andrew, and tell me if I do good.
It's going to be another Ruby Spark situation.
So let's just say that in this movie,
mm-hmm.
there are
no Douglas. No. Damien has to go and watch it.
No,
and find
there
out.
Are there are operations.
There's a world where I am not going to watch this movie.
Anyway,
to laugh at one of
anyway,
you.
There are, the in this movie there are operations involving pigs.
I like it so far.
In this movie, there are two people that get together.
Mm-hmm. It's a romance and pigs.
Yes, they get, you know, there's romance involved.
It's a Black Mirror.
In this movie, there is science fiction involved relating to the operations with the pigs.
Right, so it's the first episode of Black Mirror.
I wish it was. I really, really do. In this movie, mm-hmm. there... Shit. There's not much more I can say, is there?
Not at all.
There are crimes committed.
Okay. So pigs, crime.
Yes.
Sci-fi, romance.
Crimes committed.
Against the pigs?
No, not against the pigs. Actually, well, it could be argued that it's also against the pigs. There could be an
Douglas,
argument.
Douglas, just stop. Douglas, just stop.
So there are pig crimes committed.
Damien, this is one of my favorite movies of the year.
Pig crimes.
I love it. You're going to want to watch this movie with your great headphones on because the sound design in this movie is so brilliant.
Andrew is talking about sound?
All right. By sound design, mm-hmm. Andrew is referring to movies along the ilk of... Oh, can I remember what the name of this is? It's not The Informant. The
Impossible?
Witness. The one with Gene Hackman, directed by Francis Ford. Do you remember that one?
Conversations.
Conversations, thank you. It's along that line. That's how this...
But that movie is terrible.
Yes. Also, remember the sound.
Mm-hmm.
How was the sound of that movie?
Awful.
Okay. This movie is fashioned off of Conversations.
Remember, Damien, Douglas is coming from a place of hatred right now.
Yes. Yes. Douglas is coming from a place of hatred. This house. Live from...
Should we make Upstream Color next week's discussion so we can all just go at
Andrew,
it?
Andrew, no. Oh my god.
No.
Oh my god.
What is the big movie coming out next week?
Next week?
Yes. That all of us can see. We have to talk about... Seriously, guys. Guys, seriously, we have to review our modern movie.
Let's see. Grown Ups 2 comes out.
Pacific Rim is supposed to be in the States, but I don't get that for another week.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what comes out here. I'm just going with the States because so I have no clue.
Andrew hasn't seen World War Z. You have.
I have not.
We're reviewing World War Z next week.
I have to watch World War Z. Okay.
You don't have to watch it. Like, didn't you see it already?
No, I haven't watched it
yet.
Who
saw World War Z?
It's the other way around.
Oh, Andrew saw World War Z. We're watching World War Z. We have to. I looked at Douglas. I looked since January. I looked at our thing. And Douglas, there's movies on there that I'm not even certain I've seen. I don't review them on the podcast. Doing? Who is listening to this? Nobody. Nobody's listening to this.
Yes.
We have to pretend. We have to do one. It's okay. A half of the year has gone. We have to.
I hear you. Yeah. Anyway, to end off, because I'm going to just say this is my last movie, mm-hmm. no matter how far we go, I'm just going to put it out there. I don't understand how we haven't talked about it yet, but Man of Steel is amazing.
Yeah, dog.
We all love that movie. Superman is great, but the fact that not only was it Superman, it was also Chris Nolan, Zack Snyder, and a bunch of other cool folks.
And it was technically a Hulk movie, if Hulk could fly. It's the first time, it's the first time someone has... I mean, I haven't read a lot of the Superman comics because, as I said, I'm a grown man. It's the first time someone has thought about Superman in a way that, you know, would make sense. If you are a superhuman fighting another superhuman in a city, shit is going to go real bad real quickly because they're super people. Right? Of course, there's going to be collateral damage. It's not a spoiler at this point. The whole world has seen this movie. And if you haven't, you deserve anything that happens. And you've heard... You've been on the internet, so you've seen people complaining. There's dumb shit in that Superman movie, but it's all the dumb shit that you expect from a superhero movie. They're supposed to be big and dumb and bombast. That is all I want. If I want gritty, touching stories, guess where I don't go for that? I don't go for the places where people are dressed in goddamn capes, guys. What are you talking about? There's nothing subtle about him. He's called Superman.
He needs to get rid of that cape, though. No capes.
No capes.
All right? And it was proven. The guy
held his cape. He was just like an inch off the ground trying to fly back. Thank you. Whoever forced that in, thanks. The Incredibles was right. When am I getting Incredibles 2, by the way?
That's not happening.
Everything else got not 2. and the thing with super people not got a tooth.
There's no Wall-E tooth. What are you talking about?
Thank Christ.
Yeah, but Douglas, there's one with super people, right? Where Sam Jackson played Just Ice.
Well, did you just say that?
Yes. How do you...
Does he have to dish out justice as he does it?
That is what he said in the movie. Just Ice. Good. Good job. Man and Steel is incredible. I don't understand. It's not better than Star Trek.
I actually haven't watched The Incredibles since I gave my DVD away to my little cousin.
What?
But didn't you get it on Blu-ray again afterwards?
I kept telling myself I should, but I haven't.
Yeah, you know, there's better movies I can watch. Like.
Like Wall-E.
On a side note, I just ordered a Blu-ray of Dick Tracy because it's Dick Tracy.
Yeah, that movie's awesome.
Yeah, but you're going to watch it once, laugh at nostalgia and go, yeah, I'm not watching this again. I have it to show to people. Hey, look, Dick Tracy, isn't that hilarious? And then you'll never watch it. It's the same thing with my Van Wild. I have Van Wild, though. I think I've watched that once more. I'm like, oh, this is incredible. I'm never watching this again.
Question. Yes, have any of you guys seen The Croods?
No.
Carib thwarting. Although it's out now. It's out now on, or should be out soon on the Blu-rays. So... I'll get a chance to see it. I hear that.
I actually remember really liking The Croods when I saw it in the theater.
I hear that it's good. I hear that Epic is terrible. I think it made it like 150 though. I think it still made a lot of money.
Yeah, it made a bit of money. It made 100 and change, I think.
I hear that it is.
Damien. Mm-hmm. I think I've come to this conclusion. If at the end of the year, Douglas wins the Fantasy League out and out, I will take solace in the fact that he had to watch X amount of shitty movies.
No, actually, just to win. To tell you the truth, based on how I think I really only need to watch Iron Man, The Fast and the Furious, and maybe one or two other movies.
Andrew, you're not seeing the numbers. So you don't realize that if either one of us takes 100 million, we'll beat Douglas. Like right now, I'm not even talking for the end of the year. If we take $50 million from, even without taking the $50 million penalty, which Douglas is certainly going to get.
How am I going to get a penalty?
Remember, the person with the highest average score will get $100 million bonus.
Yeah.
That 100 million comes from the other two people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, I hear you. But remember, you know, your highest score only factors on movies you've watched. So far, I've only watched one.
I understand that. But
one is a very high score.
Yes, but if you only watch Iron Man.
Yeah.
Iron Man is your only movie. You have no shot of
winning. No, of course. But then I'm going to watch Fast and the Furious, right? Which is another high score. Plus, I'm sure some of my others will give me high scores too.
Right. But if you... I'm looking at the numbers. Based on the movies you have upcoming, even if they make a boatload of money, which all of them won't.
I'm doing a good average at about 100 right now.
Seriously. Douglas, sure.
Hangover made 110.
And how much?
Iron Man is 4. Fast and the Furious is 230. Epic is 103.
Everybody.
World
Douglas,
War Z is 150.
Douglas, just so you know, everybody has movies, has multiple movies that have made 200 plus million.
Yeah.
All of us. You're the
just
only
to,
person
just to make it
that
clear.
Has 400. But you also have The Host.
Yes, I do.
That you won't watch.
I won't
you
watch.
Also have Smurfs. That you won't watch.
We'll see about that.
You won't watch The Smurfs. I know you don't.
I'll watch it if I have to.
And that is what I'm talking
right.
about.
Right.
That at the end of the day, I will take, if Douglas wins it like that, yeah, I'll take solace in the fact that he had to watch those horrendous movies.
I actually had penciled in that Lone Ranger was going to make like 250. And
oh yeah.
You will need that 250 in order to stave off the $50 million pair. Like if Andrew gets a 100 million bonus, Andrew will win out and out. Andrew doesn't need it to win. I don't need what's that movie that the Harrison Ford Kids in Space movie?
Oh
that
yeah, yeah, out. Yeah.
Ender's Game.
I need Ender's Game to make bank and be good.
Of course, remember I have another bank coming up, which is well not coming up, but at the end of the year is Hunger Games.
Yes, Andrew has.
Yeah, Andrew has Hobbit. Yes, that's a Hobbits. Big deal. And we're all.
I think that was the first thing I picked. Like the moment I realized I was number one on the draft, I'm like Hobbit.
Done. Hobbits is. In all fairness, I'd have given the last Hobbit movie a 3.
Yeah.
It still ended up on my top 10 because it's more Lord of the Rings, but. There's a lot of dumb shit in that movie.
Yeah, oh, a three. That movie's a three.
Dumb shit in that movie.
Actually, I haven't rewatched the first Hobbit movie. I should rewatch that Hobbit movie.
I watched it again. It's still dumb. It was better when Joel and Nikado was there and people in the theater looking at us weird because we were mocking their movie. There was some guy who was trying to take the movie serious. During intermission, we were having none of it. Movie's so dumb. So dumb. Can someone tell me what the dragon looks like in that movie?
The Heat's already made 70 million, guys.
I want to watch that movie. It's... God damn it. I want to... Because Andrew told me at the start of the year that Identity Thief was the worst thing to have happened to humanity. And it wasn't. I like that movie.
You did what,
her.
Sir?
I like her. I like the movie. And I like Sandra Bullock.
Wait, so how much did you give Identity Thief then?
Give it a 2.
A 2? Alright. A 2
it's good. It's not great.
Because Andrew gave it a 1, correct?
Yes, Andrew gave it
correct.
A 1.
Correct.
Alright, good. So it's still a 1, so I don't need to watch it.
You realize you can change the score.
What?
I can come in in December and be like, Andrew Identity Thief, that's a 4.
I'll watch it again and it's a 2. Okay, if he says it's a 4, then he's going to get 0. I can't wait till one of you try and game this. I cannot wait. Right? No one has tested it.
No, yet. Andrew actually has tested it. He gave fast
a two.
What is wrong with him?
And I still need to speak to the commissioner to see if we can get that changed.
And that's what I'm asking. What do we do if people game the system on other people's movies? If I come in and say, Damien, Man of Steel, that's a 1. Right? Mm-hmm. They can't give you a 0. That wouldn't make sense.
No, but the commissioner is the commissioner for a reason. He'll find punishment for you. Exactly. That is not
my job. He'll probably do 2 things. He'll probably first give Damien a 4. Right. Then decide to give your highest grossing movie like a 0 or something like that.
There's a reason I didn't make one of us the commissioner. Because we're terrible people. But
you
I'm invested
the
in
the worst
this.
Person.
Exactly. I gave someone even worse than the 3 of us. That has no... Joel doesn't care what we're doing. He accepted the commissioner job before I explained what his job was. He's like, yeah, no, I'll do that. I'll do that. Keep you dirtbags in check? Fine. I am afraid to go to him. All right, Joel, here's what I need you to do. And then at the end of it, he'll just turn around and stab me in the back. God damn it, Joel. You're supposed to mess up Douglas. Iron Man has
Oh, by the way, guys, I watched this movie, Bullet to the Head.
Yes.
New Stallone film.
You are an idiot.
It's so stupid. I watched it mainly because like it was a sick day and I didn't really want to watch anything too special. And I put it on and I found it so funny to watch Sylvester Stallone fight Khal Drogo from and Conan. and also I think I wanted to give it a little extra love mainly because Sun Kang, who plays Han in the Fast and the Furious movies, is in it. And I like him a lot.
By the way,
that movie's really stupid.
Yeah, so Andrew, just to make sure we're all on the same page, when you say sick day, you just really mean day I woke up way too late to come into work, right?
I woke up on time.
Isn't that what sick days mean?
I woke up on time, Douglas. Let's put it that way.
Like, if I leave and get to work, no, I'll be fired. Hey, guys, I'm sick. Work starts at 8. It is now 7:50. And I haven't eaten breakfast, I haven't ironed a shirt, I haven't taken a bath. So if I do all of that and leave here, it's It'll be 9 hours. I'll be fired. Okay. Damon, why are you 2 hours late? Go home. Let me just stay home. I have
text message, guys. Text message.
I wish I could text message my workplace. It'd be so much easier to tell lies. But you can't. I can't do that. No. I have to call somebody. And then they might ask me a question. If I send them a text, I could just lie and turn off the phone. I'm dead. Click. Phone is off.
That's what I do.
Yeah. You're a terrible person. So yeah, we do still watch modern movies. And next week, we really should talk about World War Z. Or some movie that has come out that we can all talk about. Because this is getting ridiculous. We have to. It won't be anybody.
I say we talk about the Lone Ranger.
If the Lone Ranger comes out, sure.
No, I see it's out for you guys right now.
It's out for us?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
And you'll be able to watch it, right?
Yeah, it'll be out. It comes out on Wednesday here.
So we have to promise the listeners. And so everybody wait, else.
You know what?
It's not anybody speak watching the Lone Ranger.
No, but I think that we need to make a rule.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can force somebody else to watch their movie. Because
okay.
I don't want to watch this movie.
Okay.
And then get burned because I was forced to watch this movie. I don't
About like because I forced us all to watch Damien's To the Wonder?
Right.
Oh, I didn't even realize it at the time. You see, that's the thing. We all deal with self-interest here. Mm-hmm. It didn't affect my self-interest when we watched To the Wonder. However, know that it's infringing upon my interest. I see where this thing could hurt me.
Okay. All right. So we've done one of my movies. We're about to do one of your movies. Then we should just force Andrew to...
All right, fair enough. Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll take that from you.
Right. So we'll pick some shit movie that Andrew doesn't want to watch. Yeah. And we'll force him to watch it, like Spring Breakers.
Yep.
I watched Spring Breakers this week, by the way, guys.
Uh-huh. And it's so good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think I want to watch it again before I say anything.
Yeah. Douglas, I read a review of the movie that was so bad. I went, just no. Mm-mm. And then my sister saw the poster and went, yeah. What is this bitch doing in a movie? And she sat down and she watched it. And she's like, Damien, please delete Spring Breakers off that machine. My sister doesn't say that often. But when she does, I get happy. The only reason I haven't watched Spring Breakers is because of XCOM. This is the reason I haven't done a lot this week. I'm surprised. Oh. Guys, during the night, instead of playing Pro Evo, I've been watching... I've been using Netflix. I've been watching... Arrested Development. I started from the first season. Now, I'm assuming that the first season wasn't their best season because the first season is bad. Guys, I'm like, it's unfair to say it now because there's what, 5 seasons of Arrested Development or something like that?
4.
How many seasons are there? 4? Right. Including this new season, right? Including this new season.
Yeah.
Alright. So, general statements. Michael Cera is terrible at life. At everything. He's really bad in this. Oh, God. I'm sure he was supposed to be funny at some point, but he's not. Jessica Walter is the best part of Arrested Development because she's tremendous. And then the rest of the family is so inept and so crazy and so weird that none of it doesn't seem grounded in this reality, but it's not far-fetched enough to establish its own reality. Like community clearly doesn't exist in any world except Community Land, and that is why everyone loves Community. This, they're still technically living in some semblance of the real world, and this family is all the way crazy. But because I think Michael is the one that is the normal person, is keeping everybody together. He's the one that grounds them. But he's grounding them to a world that they shouldn't be part of. And I don't find most of the things funny. I don't find the never nude thing funny. I'm sure that was supposed to be a touchstone for all the Arrested Development people. Like, ah, never knew it. Hilly. No. At no point where it comes up, do I go, like, this is... Is this supposed
to be funny? The anarapist?
Huh?
The anarapist?
I can't even remember when that happens. Maybe he hasn't got there yet.
Yeah, I don't think I'm there yet. Right, so the never knew thing is funny. The two Lucilles thing, the one that has vertigo, what's her name? Right.
Yeah, that's Midler. No, it's not. It's, sorry. It's, what's her name?
What's her face? Whatever her name is.
Julia Andrews' daughter, but whatever. I can't remember her name is.
Why is she in the show?
It's Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli, thank you.
Why is she? Can somebody explain to me why she's in the show?
Because if you have the chance to have Liza Minnelli in your show, you say yes. What's her name?
Hold on, sorry. It's not Julie Andrew. Julie Garland. Yeah, yes. Julie Garland. Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
I don't understand why she's in the show. At all. And then the youngest brother, the one that lives at home with, like, everything Buster? With him is unfunny. The only thing that makes him funny is that he's usually tied to Jessica Walter and she's amazing. But he is just...
Anyway, we're going to stop here because I'm not going to have this podcast sullied by a negative review of this television show.
No, but, I'm going to continue watching. Wait. Guys, hear what? There's only 4 seasons, so I'll get through this.
You shall soldier on.
It's not that long.
You remember, Douglas, when I said I don't know if it'd be worth it to force Damien through Arrested Development?
Yeah.
I think it might be worth it.
Oh, of course it will. We need to have a second Arrested Development.
I'm about
podcast.
14 episodes into the first season. So I'll get through this.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of time at work.
Okay, I hear you. Anyway, speaking of Netflix, I'm a pretty avid user of Netflix.
Netflix apps on the phone.
Yeah, there's an app on the phone.
Watching TV shows on phones.
Yeah, but watching anything on a phone is kind of terrible. Really, but anyway, so I'm a pretty avid user of Netflix, and I was actually watching Netflix up to 2 seconds before we started this podcast. And it appears to me to be a new service, but it might just be because when I watch in the morning, usually I don't go below the first 2 rows, and I just go straight to the show that I'm marathoning through. Have any of you seen this new service called something like Netflix to the Max?
No, it's Netflix Ted, I think is the name.
No, not Ted. It's Max.
Netflix Max. Where he
helps you to find... Mm-hmm.
It's only for PlayStation 3 users.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, well, that's kind of cool.
That's where they're debuting it. Okay. And he's the worst.
He gets things wrong a lot.
Yes.
Because
at least right now, he's the worst.
Yeah. What's funny is I'm going to continue using him and see if... The more he knows about me, the better he gets.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because I will start by saying I would like to watch.
Yep.
I remember on one occasion I started saying I want to watch a foreign film. And after it asked me the various questions, it ended up saying that the best solution for me was 30 Rock.
So, Andrew, have you not used this?
Oh man, no, I have not.
Andrew, you have to use it. It's the best.
But the one thing that I'll give Netflix for is the one thing I've always said is Netflix is like a sea of stuff, and it's easy to just look at what's on the front page and not know anything else, right? And if you decide you don't like what's on the front page, you're like, shit, I don't know what else to watch.
Not watching
right?
Netflix.
Exactly. And so at least this allows you to go beyond that front page, and that's a good thing. But it needs to do so, I think, a little bit better. But hopefully, you know, as it gets more robust, it will do more. Also, I mean, I know you can do this to some degree on the website. What I don't like is you can't do it, at least not in the PlayStation app, is to search by category, which sucks. Because me personally, what I've learned is I kind of watch Netflix for one of a few things. Mostly it's television. in the mornings, I like to watch like a half an hour TV show, whatever it is, whether it's catching up with, I'm currently catching up with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And so, you know, there's some of the American stuff in there. But I know what I really want to watch. I want to watch British dramas. And it's very hard to do that on Netflix if you don't know what's already on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So what I kind of have
buy
to
an
do know
Xbox One.
Shut up. What I kind of have to do know is watch other British shows in the hopes that one of the rows will be because you watch that British show. And I kind of search. And also that, and I've started to know who I like in these shows, and I search for their names because you can search by actor name. But what sucks is that there are not very many shows on Netflix by that have those actors.
Xbox. British TV shows. Xbox!
Xbox has British TV shows?
No, you can ask. You can speak to your Kinect with the new Xbox One.
Oh, how nice.
It will search all your services.
Okay.
Thank you, care. Xbox.
But anyway, this Netflix to the Max thing, it's kind of neat, actually, the way that they present it. It's a bit fun.
Until you get to the end. When it is the worst.
It's bad.
I said, hey, I want to watch a comedy. Yeah, sure. And then I just kept going and going. And at the end of it, it was like, a tea and tomorrow. Tea. I'm like, what in God? Max? Max, you're a dick. No one is. I'm not watching. Are you crazy? No. No. Mm-mm. You're wrong. Netflix is pretty good. So I'll finish Arrested Development and then I'll talk to you people. You people. Is there anything else? I think we should stop this podcast now. It's been 9 hours.
Yeah, it's been, yeah, about.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to cut this into two.
Why not? At least there will be evidence that we talk about normal normal movies and TV shows. And not just strange movies and no, we've ventured into documentaries, so you know.
Yeah, usually I have to force you guys into documentary land, but
next we're going to start reviewing only award winning shorts.
Anyway, that's it. I guess we've got to say goodnight. Andrew, please take us out.
So that was the podcast. As always, you can listen to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, over on the website, which is at gmanreviews.com, where all of the podcasts are hosted. You can go and follow all of us on Twitter. Damien is at Damien_White, even though I keep teetering between whether I should talk about his Twitter or not, because he's like, the moment I say he doesn't use it, magically he uses it, and I never know what's gonna happen. I think he's just testing me. He's just kind of playing with me, being like, I'm going to make fun of Andrew all this time. Douglas is at DJ, I lost his name, and I am at Gman Reviews. I hope you enjoyed the show, and just go and give us a review on iTunes. Go and say something nice. Put down a comment. So hopefully next week we'll all be talking about Lone Ranger, and I won't hear any stories of Damien and Douglas claiming that Dog ate their homework, or Tonto didn't make it, or Johnny Depp just didn't do it for them. But let's see what happens. So thanks for listening, and good night.